Well, it certainly was an active weekend in the NFL. You saw lots of shows of solidarity or protests during the anthem yesterday, all because of what the President of the United States said on Friday about firing those SOBs. If you're an NFL owner, fire the SOBs who take a knee during the anthem. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the man who stirred it all up. It's the President of the United States, right. Donald Trump. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning. It's always good to be this. You know, this is the only radio program not associated with Fox that I will actually go on. It's your program. You guys are you're big league. You are winners. You've won 12 Marconis. Mm-hmm. You're fantastic. You're tremendous. And everybody says we're great together.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate you choosing us.
Okay, now you're the worst program of all time. You're a complete loser. You're fake news.
Well, that was quick.
Who's the other one? What's the other one's name?
George?
George, that's right. Your band, the Bird Dogs, has very low ratings.
You may be right about that.
Music. Nobody's listening to your music. The only way you will ever make money is if they start paying $20 an ounce for your diarrhea.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's try
to write a little bit better than that. Thank you.
Can we talk about what happened this weekend following your SOB comment on Friday night? You created quite a firestorm.
Look, it's time that America, and I think they are, by the way, I think America is waking up to the fact that these NFL players, they're all a bunch of non-patriotic, so-called athletes protesting America. These people don't understand what America is about. America is about how a poor kid can rise up out of poverty and become a millionaire by his own hard work, and none of those players understand that.
I think a lot of them may be able to relate to that.
Yeah, maybe more so than you.
You watch. Every team this year will finish with a losing record. They're all a bunch of losers.
I don't know if that's possible.
George, you're fired. Insert applause. I'm the successor to Reagan.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He just fired you.
Yeah, from what?
From whatever stupid job you're doing.
It may be a stupid job, but I don't think
you
can fire me. What?
Why are both of you ignoring the size of my crowds right now?
What crowds?
Did you see my rally in Alabama? Did you see it?
Yes.
It was beautiful. Beautiful. So much more beautiful than your taint, George.
Oh,
so much more. Man. There were more people at my rally than there are in China.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Don't they have a billion people in China?
And listen, by the way, has anyone ever heard of this LeBron James?
Okay. Yes, they have.
Very popular.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This LeBron James is ridiculous. I have news. I have a message about LeBron James. And the message is this. LeBron James are fake NBA. Okay?
Well,
LeBron James are fake NBA. Insert applause. Re-election cinch. People still love me.
Well, he kind of is the NBA. He was just standing up for Steph Curry, who didn't want to visit the White House.
By the way, a lot of people are saying that LeBron James is not that great of a player. Okay?
They are? A lot?
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying a lot of people are.
Well, I guess we have no way to fact check that, so we'll just have to take you at your word.
I see where the WNBA is protesting the anthem, too. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They ought to be protesting the fact that we even have a WNBA.
Okay? Oh, come on.
They can't play basketball. They suck. No one wants to see a layup league, except you, George. You probably love them.
I do.
Oversized hermaphrodites making easy shots of spank material or something.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on.
Quite a leap.
And I see where the Duke rowing team refused to stand in their canoe for the national anthem, okay?
I don't think they row canoes, but okay.
Roger Goodell, you're fired. Mark Cuban, you're fired.
Well, you can't just fire these people.
I can do whatever I want. I'm president now, okay? I can do whatever I want. People love it. Little Rocket Man, you're fired.
Oh, okay. Now you're taking on Kim Jong-un.
No, Colin Kaepernick. He's a little Rocket Man now.
Oh.
I know anyone I don't like, little Rocket Man.
Oh, okay.
Crazy for it. They love it.
Well, he's unemployed right now anyway, so.
Wait, who is this? Which one's that one?
You know.
You, that guy right there.
Yeah.
You're definitely fired. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go lay on top of Melania until I pass out, well short of an orgasm.
Oh,
that is called winning. Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye. There he is. Allegedly.
That's the first time he's ever admitted that he passes out well short of the moment.
No, you'd use that as a copy point.